Going live in 3, 2, 1. Oh God. Oh, that shot's strong.
Fuck, dude. It's been a while.
Damn.
Can I say I accidentally spilled my water on my damn bed?
You're supposed to aim for your mouth, not on your bed, but hello everyone, and welcome to the Whiskey Ones Have Podcast. I'm your host, Whiskey, and joining with me today are my co-hosts, Monster.
Hey.
And we also got a couple guest stars here, known as Saiyan.
Hey guys.
And Killer.
Hey.
Damn, that they sound dead inside.
The deadest hey Jesus.
Oh, now if you also like our content, enjoy what we do. Please go follow our Instagram page at Whiskey One Tap for future updates on our personal lives as well as what we're doing with the podcast. Other than that, let's get right into the show. So it's been quite a while since we've actually done a podcast episode, and I do apologize both for the audience and some of the people that I work with. That's
to me.
Yeah, I do, but you've been in your own little Discord world.
You could always message me, you know I'll be.
And you never message me, so.
On PlayStation, I don't, because I'm never on you, you know that.
Yeah. A lot has happened since we were last rolling.
A lot has, yeah.
As you all might know, I've started a community, like about a couple months ago on PlayStation. And it's just a small group chat, where multiple people can, you know, come together and share, you know, a love of video games and all that sort of stuff. And we also do events like movie nights, karaoke nights, gaming nights. And it's actually been proven to be quite interesting for a lot of people because, you know, we all pull up Netflix on in a PlayStation party, click play at the same time, react to it, and it's gone pretty well. Like, if this was a Discord server or more Discord centered around, I feel like it probably would have been, you know, a lot more popular. But we work with the cards that we've been dealt. So, and some of my staff that I have there in terms of moderation and everything are the people that are with us right now, Saiyan and Killer. And Saiyan, what do you think about the community, or like what was your first thoughts when you first got invited to it?
Well, when the community first got invited, I really didn't know what to think because it was just me and you, and then Killer joined, and then Zed, and it just grew, and as it grew, everyone just kind of came together, and it didn't matter what kind of game you played or, you know, anything like that. What mattered was, can you get along with everyone? And, you know, everyone gets along, and it's really great.
Yeah. Okay. Killer, what did you think about it? Cool.
Well, hold on. I was thinking, I like it. Like, to begin with, I thought it was just another pop-up community.
Because, right.
Okay. After the community's like party chat died, I was previous like on day one. All that. I guess. I was thinking, all right, I wanted to do that little part, but I was like, yeah. Oh, fuck it, I just leave it. But like, no, I was thinking that it's one of these another group chats that people are gonna start, and you know it's gonna be nothing but squeakers or arrogant bastard, but like, you know, I felt lazy and I just stuck around for a bit, and what do you know, it's a good group chat. Fucking hate it though.
Oh god.
I'm joking.
Killer has been kicked from the community.
Oh. Banhammer.
Man, I can't talk about that Dimitri one.
Oh, let's talk about all this stuff. Dimitri, let's talk about the Hive. Oh, let's get into the deep shit. Okay, so Dimitri.
What's the Hive?
We'll explain in a bit. And some of you guys, Killer and Saiyan, will you'll give your own thoughts on the situation and perspective on everything. So Dimitri,
Sounds like a Russian hacker. I'm already interested.
Well, he was Russian, yeah.
Dude was what, like 19, I think.
Yeah, about 19 or 20, I think. I don't know. Yeah, we were close friends for. Well, I wouldn't say close friends, but we were pretty chill for a while. But I forgot who added him to the group. Was it Pancake?
No, it was Peachy. Yeah.
Oh. Was it Peachy? I thought it was Pancake. Yeah.
No, it was Peachy.
Okay, Peachy or Pancake? One of the
no,
two.
Peachy or Pichu? One of those two.
Okay.
Are they women?
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, so they invited, or she invited Dimitri, and then Dimitri invited a couple of his buds into the group. And, you know, we don't have strict rules, but we have rules against, like, you know, it's supposed to be a mature community. It's supposed to be decently chill, which is kind of funny because most of our podcast is just about us bullshitting around. There's a place for everything, okay? But anyway, you know, they invite, it goes well, and then it just starts getting flooded with spam and everything, the group chat. I'm thinking, fuck's sake. So I end up kicking that the one kid who was spamming, and then a couple of people were freaking out for a bit. And just to kind of, like, put it into perspective, just without ranting for an hour on this, it went well for a while until some of Dimitri's friends were just being fucking childish and being toxic to certain people. And, like, you know, I got messages regarding, you know, people were complaining about one of Dimitri's friends. And I messaged him about it. I'm like, hey, you know, this guy's kind of being a bit odd, you know. And he messaged me back saying, yeah, if you were to kick him from the group, I'd be fine with that. And I when I did do that, was around the time that one of my mods was in the party and they started cursing her out. And I'm thinking, well, okay, first off, that ain't going to work here. So I ended up kicking him out for it. And not most people, because I was probably called a simp for the majority of that situation just because she was a girl. Like, if anybody cursed out Saiyan or Killer here, I would have done the same thing. It's like, because the word simp is being used so many times, like, it's crazy. So it's like the actual meaning to it is just anything that you do in regards to a girl. What was that? Did anybody hear that?
Yeah, someone just fucking started recording something. It
did we like... do we just start rolling now?
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Fuck, we gotta go back.
I smell puffing.
You were saying that simp word gets overused. Yeah, there it goes again. What the fuck is that?
Wiki make messing up. That's what that is.
The PlayStation police.
Somebody's saying some naughty words in the background.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, I mean, that's usually how it went. And you know, I ended up kicking them out. And that, oh, Killer, tell them about the group chat that you got invited to. Regarding me, because, like, after I kicked everyone from the party, or the group chat.
Wait. But before I start that one, let's not talk about the one where Mikey accidentally just left the... Let's not go that far, right?
Okay. You don't want to...
Kinda... No, that part is kind of shady, because, like, it was, like, a lot of people didn't know what happened.
Oh, okay, but, okay.
Talk about that part, yeah.
Well, goddammit. I hyped this all
up. Politics.
No. I'm not talking about the Dimitri incident. I'm talking about the when Mike accidentally left a group on your.
You don't want to discuss that one?
I don't want to discuss that incident.
Okay, no, that's fine. But did you want to talk about the Dimitri
mob mentality
situation?
Oh, yeah. Okay. As far as I can remember, I know this happened not too long ago, but, like, I was my own damn business for the most part, playing Monster Hunter, whatnot. What do you know? I get invited to this group. I see the name, three individual that are associated with, two other individuals that associate with Dimitri. I join a group chat, they tell me go in, and they start asking, what do you think about whiskey? What do you think about? And I'm like, well, what do you mean? And then while they're asking that question, I'm scrolling through the community, like, oh, they got kicked.
Oh no.
So I wasn't there because like this whole time I was just playing Monster Hunter or Divinity, and they're asking me, like, what do you think about a whiskey? You think he's too much of this? Do you think he's, you know, that whatnot? Do you think he's a simp? And I'm getting like, oh, okay. Then what? I don't know. A couple of minutes go by, like an hour or so. They're after like, we need to make up a plan. We need to overthrow the king, and they wanted to play
Oh
something
fuck.
like that.
Fucking crazy.
Most part, I muted myself. I'm laughing to hell. I wanted to tell Whiskey about this, but same thing. I didn't want to look so shady, so I
All
told him like,
right.
"Hey, my dad's asking me something. What do you know?" And it's like, "All right, I'll be back in a bit." I leave. I don't tell Whiskey about it, and before I tell him that, I'm just laughing my ass off. He's like, "What's so funny?" And I tell him I haven't done shit like this in years, but like, I tell him what the hell's going on. Their plan was like they asked other people from the community like invite me back, and then like, I accidentally got kicked out on the whatnot. And they wanted to, like, I don't know, spam the chat or do something just to get Ghosts and Whiskey out of the group chat, or no longer community owners and whatnot. It was a weird plan because I don't think you can do that because like
Yeah, I mean,
Whiskey's
like,
moderator.
yeah, I mean, you'd have to. My most worried aspect of that thing was that they had certain friends in the community that they were gonna reinvite and just spam chat and everything. So I had to get rid of some of the people that they're associated with. Now I feel bad for that, but we got Pancake back because I know they were friends and everything. But I mean, that's cool. This
I
shit
mean,
happens.
I
It's
mean
weird.
the guy that Demetrius' friend was Red Wolf. He was a pretty chill guy and whatnot. We played for Honor in the morning. Got to know the guy. I think the guy was native too, but like, what do you know? They had a hate relation with you. I'm like, oh, okay then. And after that day,
Did you know
we never.
what kind of like tribe he was in, or?
I don't know. I really don't know. He just said he was something. He said the tribe, but I didn't really get the name of it. But yeah, he said he was that. I'm like, oh hell yeah! There's like four of us now in the community because we had Zed, me, Nation, and
And
Red
him,
Wolf.
yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, hell yeah! We got more than what do you know?
We're gonna next thing you know, the natives are gonna overthrow the group. We want our shit back.
Revenge on the white man.
Right?
Episode one. Like a
They
documentary of this.
turn they turn take over my podcast as well. Like, hey, whiskey isn't here anymore.
Instead of sipping in the beginning, all you hear is.
Oh, no, but oh shit, what was the hive?
Yeah, what the
Oh
fuck is
yeah,
the hive? What is
So the
this bullshit? This is
hive.
like some oh sweet irony Senva bullshit. What is this?
The
Well,
hive is very toxic.
if compared to Sweet Irony's community, I'm sure you would like his community over the hive any day,
Mean
because
anything,
it was run
but
by a guy named Be Mature, right? And
oh
yeah,
wow,
the
that's
irony
pretty
in this
bullshit.
one though. So I first heard about this group chat from, I think, Zed, and Zed's like, oh yeah, it's just a community kind of like yours, but I don't really like it because it's kind of toxic or something. It's full of children. I'm like, send me an invite. I'd like to see it. And then me and Killer get into a party in the hive. There's a kid screaming in the background, rap music blaring in the party, and then two or three other guys trying to like get my attention, like, whiskey, whiskey. I'm
Jesus.
like, hi, I'm here, but I can't hear you. And then like 5 minutes later, I ended up getting kicked from the group because I'm assuming I didn't respond to them when I'm trying. And I was like,
Sounds like
what the
an LA
fuck?
block party, dude.
Yeah, it
Just
literally.
rap music, child screaming,
Yeah, like
people calling
honestly.
your name in the shadows. Yeah,
So I'm
that's
like,
pretty
okay,
bullshit.
that, I mean, that's kind of garbage. And the next day passed by, the owner, Be Mature, messaged out to me. He's like, hey, I got to talk to Zed, but I didn't get a chance to talk to you. And I'm like, oh, okay. I figure I'm thinking this, he wants to do an interview on people who wants to be in the group. This would be cool. So I joined the party, and he's asking for tips about his community. I'm like, Well, I mean, I read over the rules, and from what I can hear, like, they had a rule where if 5 to 10 people didn't like somebody in the group, that he would kick him out from the group, which can be very biased because if you just have a bad experience with somebody, or don't like what they say or something, or might not vibe with them completely, that obviously can be swayed into a different, narrative where. And other people might join in a bandwagon and say, "Oh yeah, all of us had horrible experiences with this guy," when in reality they didn't, and people would be kicked for that. There's another thing where if people weren't inactive in the group and Mature would post in chat, "Hey, if you're inactive, either message me or text in the chat right now. In the next 2 hours, you're going to be banned from the group." And most of the people just had actual lives to go to. I had a
2 hours?
job, I had
Jeez.
school. Yeah, 2 hour span. So I'm thinking, the fuck? But a couple of those people, I think Ezra's one of them, who's now in my community, got kicked from the Hive,
Dream.
and then Dream, yeah. Well, I think Dream's still in the Hive. He's our ticket in case any of us want back into the Hive, for whatever reason. But
We'll deliver some people.
if Dream were to invite me. Or Amber, or maybe CEO, then he'd probably be kicked from the group. So he's gotta be careful with that. But anyway, yeah, no, Ezra got kicked for apparently not being active because she didn't see the group message at the time, and she found mine, and she gave me props of how I was running mine because I privately reach out and message to the people and give them a week in advance to message me saying, "Hey, I've noticed that you've been inactive in the group. Is there a reason for that? Like, if it's work, school, health issues, family, whatever, just let me know and then we'll work something out." But for the people who don't message me back within that week period, unfortunately, we'll be kicked out of the group. But if they reach out to me later and down the road, then I'll invite them back.
Has that ever happened?
I don't think so. No.
Just some bastard finally gets on PlayStation and gets a message to you, like, "Man, I missed that group. I'm gonna message him if I can come back."
Like 1 year later.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's dead, bro. You missed your shot.
Wait, so that's why I wasn't in anymore. I was fucking wondering why.
Yeah, I don't know why you weren't in there.
I think, I don't know.
anyway, yeah, I might have accidentally kicked you from the group.
No,
That's
he
fine.
was in the he
It's
was in the other
understandable.
group chat. He was in
I
the
mean.
other group chat before I was
Oh
in.
yeah. Yeah, we've went through three different group chats in
Oh,
this whole thing.
and the first one's still there.
Yeah, I want to try and find that again.
It's been changed to a couple of names.
What
Oh
are
wow,
they?
I might
It's
actually.
it. All I know, it's the same bastard who unfortunately was the leader, and he wasn't active at the moment. Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, I don't know. I look through, sorry, I'm looking through my message group chats, and I've literally got like eight different groups called Pakistan Group. So it's Pakistan Group 1, 2, 8, and then there's one called Jihadist Group 5. So my
We
message
don't
chat was
associate with
just
any of those, so
scuffed.
that's all you, bud. That's all you.
Yeah, I don't know who invited me to that shit. I was wondering, did the whiskey want to become Pakistani
I don't know.
or You should probably leave them.
Jihadist?
Nah, that's entertainment.
Hey, Isis
I
here.
mean,
We noticed that you like playing DayZ. Would you like to join our organization? We could use your skills.
yeah, my Daisy skills, yeah.
But no, like after a while, it all ended up working out. I got invited back to the group. It was pretty chill. I ended up kicking people out of my group because they were trolls, or they were immature, or they were children screaming at the top of their lungs, whatever. And once that was the case, I guess they were good friends with people on the Hive and the owner, Be Mature. And they, I guess, reached out to him and said, "Hey, we got a problem with All Out of Whiskey. Kick him from the group." And I ended up getting kicked out of the group for people not liking me because I kicked them. It's like,
Nice.
that's okay. But, and then he sent a 12-year-old to come and like tell me why I was kicked from the group and make things all dramatic. It's like, what the fuck? It's like,
Dude, this is Yeah, this is one thing I don't understand, right? This is the thing that happened a lot with Osfeed Irony, like his fucking communities as well. It's all this fucking, like, he had a shit ton of drama with his, like, people also, like, what they did with you, where they message, like your friends and shit, and they go, "Hey, what do you think about Osfeed Irony or Whiskey One Tap, or what do you think about this guy?" It's so fucking weird to me. It's so political in a way. Like, I've never had to deal with that in core council, thankfully, but it's something I notice a lot with certain communities. It's weird. Like, you'd think people would just want to get together and have a good time, but a lot of them take it, like, weirdly seriously. But it seems you guys have gotten it down right. It seems like the whiskey
Well,
warehouse is
and that
chill.
hasn't been without repercussions as well, because sure, we take it serious to a certain point, but we like everyone else in the community to have fun and and enjoy events like movie nights or the karaoke nights. And those are, events in our community that give people an opportunity to do something different than just sit in a party and play games and shoot the shit with people. And a lot of people really like that type of stuff, and they never really get that experience from other communities, such as the Hive, such as Osweet Irony's group. But in
I
regards
mean,
to Osweet Irony, if he's watching this right now, hi, bud.
big
But
net hole of
I
people,
personally don't
Whiskey.
really have a problem with the guy. He's pretty chill. It's funny because I took a picture of it a while back. He ended up accidentally leaving that community. And you know who the leader was?
Who?
It was me. I was the leader of that niche group chat for like a minute, but
That's good. You could have done something funny with it.
yeah, well, my idea to him was, hey, let's just kick everybody out of this group chat. You reinvite them to a different group chat, and there you go. It'll act as if nothing ever happened. But he was on it for a while, and then after a while he's like, no, just leave this group chat. And I'm like, but I want to keep it. Like, I wanted to keep it because I wanted to turn this into a different group chat with previous messages, like an already made history of all these messages
Like
of this other community. I thought that would be kind of cool.
what I have right now, your previous group chat before I took your
Yeah, well,
control.
yeah, but I wanted to turn it into a karaoke community, because that's when I'm done with the Whiskey Warehouse community. When that's at 100 people and the community is all set and it's fine to live without me for a while, then I want to make another community dedicated to the music and karaoke nights and type of stuff, where
Hey,
a
what
bunch
happened
of,
to
yeah,
the mic?
with a bunch of people who play instruments and sing can just get together and help each other out and sing songs and that type of stuff. So
Well,
there's a
just take
lot.
over Cock Council. If I could give it to you, I would. You've got a shit ton of members that you could do whatever the fuck you want with.
I would have to go through every single one of them. Like, either interview them, show them the rules and such.
Yeah, that'll take a fucking long while in the
Yeah, how
early
many people
days.
do you have in your community? Like, it goes into hundreds.
106, I think. Yeah, in the community. I never started a group chat because back then we never needed to. If it was a group chat, we'd be more. But yeah.
Well, you
No,
could make a
it
group
was a
chat
big.
dedicated to those 100 people.
Nah. Like I really don't want to. 'Cause for me it was always a very like people that I just like the way I did it back then was I would start a party, invite other communities, and whoever I liked, I would invite to the core council, and that is how it stayed.
Yeah.
So anyone that is in the core council right now, I sort of have like a semi-personal relationship with sort of a lot of them I kind of don't know that much because it was a lot of my friends that said, "Hey, this guy's cool, invite them," and some of them just invited themselves because it was an open community. So a lot of the people I just want them to hop over to Discord with me so I can talk to them more often, you know. But
Yeah.
I'm planning to also do an over vamp with the Discord community as well because I'm gonna
Right.
start streaming soon, so I'll turn it
Okay.
into like a hub for followers and shit like that. I don't know, I'll see what I'll do with it. But
Gotcha.
Jenna, I like to just keep it as a relic. I wouldn't actually give you the cock count, so it was just a joke. Like I'm gonna keep that as a relic of the
Oh.
past. Yeah, no,
Right in front of his
it's
face.
it really is actually kind of special to me. I'm gonna keep that community there as like a
Nah, I get
memoir.
you.
I remember I actually took screenshots of every message sent in there, so in case it gets deleted one day, I still have it. Like I still can go through all the messages we used to send each other. I've
Shed a
made so
tear,
many
like
good
so many
friends.
memories.
Honestly, dude, I met so many cool people that I really want to meet in real life one day. Like most of them are European, some of them American.
Yeah.
I really want to meet. I mean, fuck, one of them just feels like a little brother to me. You know, Bram? He feels like a little brother to me. I mean, he's fucking 6'3". But he feels like a little brother. Like, he's very special to me and a couple of my other friends as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
That's
I
real.
would fucking tear up with that shit. No, it's
Aw.
special.
Hey, Saiyan. You remember when we
Yes.
first started this group chat? Could you give the story of how the t-shirts came to be?
Oh man. So
We've probably all heard
when
this about 10 times now,
I
but just for the sake of the
have and
audience.
I'm really interested.
So when everything first started, there would be a couple of times where Whiskey would be in the party, and he would start sounding a little bit like a Hitler. And so I come up with the joke. I'm gonna start calling him Mein Führer, and I'm gonna start telling people that, I'm gonna start selling T-shirts with this on it, because it support Whiskey, support Mein Führer. I joke a couple of times, and like the third or fourth time I made it while Whiskey was in the party, he's like, "You know what? Screw you, Saiyan." And like, I'm like, "Whiskey, what are you doing?" And the next thing I know, he spends the next hour and a half on
Custom
some
ink.
website on customink.com designing this freaking t-shirt that my joke started. And by the end of, like, he wasn't for this in the beginning. Like, he was like, "Shut up, Saiyan, don't say shit like that." But
Yeah.
then by the end, he designed the t-shirt, and he's looking at it, and he's like, "Man, that is nice. I like that. It's sharp." And so it was a picture of Whiskey's gamer picture from PlayStation on the front, and it said Mein Führer across the top. But on the back, just so that way it wouldn't be confused with, anything bad, we put the name of the community, Whiskey's Warehouse, and then everyone who wanted a t-shirt got their gamer tag on the back of the shirt. So there's, what, like six or seven of us who actually have these shirts,
Yeah.
myself and Whiskey included, and
It's
we
really
all
fucking
wear
cool.
these shirts, and we're proud of
Yeah, absolutely.
them.
It's really cute, actually. I like that.
So, one of the things when I first ordered my t-shirt, because I was the first one to get to order the t-shirt to my house, and it was fresh. I'm like, okay, this is the first one we're gonna get. This is gonna be great. I get taken to a separate page saying, uh-oh, there was a problem with your order. I'm thinking, fuck, the Mein Führer Nazi reference is gonna come in, and it's gonna fuck everything up. Like, they're not gonna be happy about it. Fortunately, though. It all worked out and everybody got their t-shirt. But after everybody got their t-shirt, I ended up getting an email saying, "Hey, we've noticed that there's a copyright claim for the PlayStation logo. It's like the puppy dog German Shepherd logo that we have on the t-shirt." And they said, "We can't use this logo on a t-shirt anymore because it's copyright." I'm like, "So hold up. You don't care about the Nazi reference on the shirt, but you care about a cute puppy dog on the fucking bottom of it." I'm thinking, what? I'm like, all
Yeah,
right. I
that's
mean, that
kind of cool.
works. We'll just use a different logo or something. I'm thinking our next thing of merch is gonna be Whiskey One Tap armbands or something that we'll actually use probably for the podcast. And whoever wants them, we'll just try and make some sort of what do you call it? Like website where you can go to and then you can actually buy them from there. But I've yet to figure out how to do that yet, but it is coming. Probably. Maybe. I don't know.
I'm still waiting on the raise.
Oh my god. So you
Oh,
guys don't know this, but we had a raise sponsorship. And what raise is this type of energy drink. For like gamers. Is somebody taking a piss?
I'm washing my hands after
I
taking a
wasn't
piss.
gonna say anything.
I
I
You're
muted my
quote
mic when I
unquote
took the piss.
washing your hands.
Hey, no, I muted my mic when I took the piss. I'm a gentleman.
Anyway, you were talking a minute ago. Were you sitting on the toilet? Oh, yeah. Mute's mic. Oh,
I don't
okay, that's
sit on the
cool.
toilet and piss. You're the only one that does that.
Shut up.
So not only does he
Shut
scream like a little girl, he pees like one.
Shut up.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, Hitler, what were you talking about? Oh yeah, raise.
Yeah, the raise thing. So, we had a raise sponsorship. It was very short-lived. Basically, I got set up with a good sponsorship that said and they sent me out an email saying, "Hey, if you publicize this on your Instagram or whatever, maybe talk about it on your podcast, it'll be official and then you'll get a sponsorship." I'm thinking, "Okay, that's cool." So we sponsored it for about like an episode or two. I posted it and promoted it on our Instagram. It got a little bit of attention, nothing too major. I'm assuming they already knew the size of our audience given, how many followers we had. And if we had that low of followers or something on our Instagram page, they probably shouldn't have said anything to us in general and, called it, quits. But we waited a couple of weeks, but we never ended up getting like an actual sponsorship. So we're like, fuck this. We'll get our own sponsorship. We never got another sponsorship, but we're working on it. We made
Dollar
progress.
Shave Club, 2 months, I'm telling
Dollar.
you right now. Help me shave my Taliban beard.
Jesus. Yeah, you no, you actually got a pretty thick beard, honestly. I think Sans
Damn.
got a beard going.
I had a goatee. I had to shave it all off to start new because my 1-year-old, while I was shaving, decided to hit me in the back of my knee and make me mess up. So I had to shave it
Oh,
all off.
evil creature in your house just hitting you whenever you're doing important stuff. I love it.
Tired of making fuck ups because of your child? Get Dollar Shave Club.
Yeah, even when your child hits you
Razors
in the
that
back
won't
of the head
fuck
while you're
you up
shaving.
when. Hear
Yeah, you'll be fine.
that,
Alright,
Dollar
Dollar
Shave
Shave
Club?
Club if you're really. And listen, I sucked Raise Energy drinks dick so hard as well. Like, I was always saying, man, I really feel like a raise right now, just randomly, and they didn't even give
Yeah.
us money.
You was ri Monster out of everybody else. You were pretty dedicated to it,
I really
overall.
was. I'm a capitalist son of a bitch, so any time I can get, I can suck a company's dick, I'll do it.
Promote the man.
Hell
Promote the man. Fuck the government.
yeah. Well, let's go into a quick little ad break, and then we'll come back with some more dumbass topics for the show. So, yeah. And we are back.
Phew.
All right. What the fuck are we talking about again?
Just pretend like we just woke up from 8 hours of rest.
It honestly feels like it half the time, because half the time when
I
we
mean,
go to
I
the break,
yawned
it's
just as
like
soon as it started,
8 hours of rest. What the hell is that?
I know, right? We like
10
went to
hours is a
bed
shock
and
to the system.
then we woke up and we're like, "Oh, morning, guys." I mean, we're back. We didn't go anywhere.
Just a quick break, guys. Hello.
Quick break. And then people wonder why we haven't uploaded another podcast episode in a while. Anyway,
Actually, hold on, I need to comment on that. Like, it sounds like from the from when the podcast released that we recorded it and it like uploaded the next day, but that's not at all the case. Like, that podcast episode was recorded, I think, like 2 weeks after the previous episode had been uploaded, I think. So there was a really, really long stretch between like
Which episode
recording
was that?
podcast. The last episode we uploaded, like there was a really long stretch between recording stuff. Like it was almost like I think a
Oh
month and a half of us not
yeah,
recording
it
anything.
was. It was a bit of a stretch.
A bit.
You're not wrong. Because when we recorded that, I didn't get the chance to actually edit that one and upload it the day of
Get the
or the next
chance.
day. Yeah.
Yeah. It took you a month, but it's
I
on. But hey, stuff happens.
It's out.
It's out, yeah.
Dude, yeah, but I'm trying to get in the swing of things, but it's like, damn. I'm more focused on the community that I'm trying to manage. And
Oh, yay.
I like doing the podcast. I will admit. I do get some entertainment from seeing people on PlayStation. You know, look at my profile and be like, oh shit, he's got a podcast, and I listen to that, and they message me and are like, oh yeah, I listen to your podcast, like it was really cool. And then I always get the standard messages or questions. Hey, can I be a part of that? I was like, no, I don't know you. I'm sorry. I'd love for everybody to be in the podcast, but trying to manage, a bunch of people that I barely know in an episode, it's gonna be difficult,
What we're trying to say is, if he doesn't allow you into the podcast, you're not good enough, is what it
No,
comes down to.
that's not at all what I'm trying to say. I
Hear that, DJ?
definitely get DJ's been here though. DJ's been here though.
Sam.
Dude.
Oh.
Yeah, but hey, look,
He
like, I'm
has the
not.
right to say that, because, like, it was here before me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, no, it's fine, dude. I don't care. Like, you're doing this for fun as well. It's not like it's a major business or anything. Like, it's not like I'm
Right.
using this to feed my family. It's just what we do for fun. So, regardless of how many times you do it, it's good.
Yeah. How's your Discord server going?
Well, mine?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going pretty damn well. It's way more difficult to grow a Discord server than PlayStation. Because PlayStation, it was so fucking quick. Like, it seemed like it was just like a month or two and it was already 100. But now, it takes a while because it's on PlayStation, you could just invite multiple communities and you can just sit there and let people join in. And if you like them, you invite them. If you don't, you kick them. It's as easy as that.
Right.
Where on Discord, you hop into other people's servers and you join each voice channel and talk to people that way. And most of it's just autistic people screeching. So it doesn't really appeal that much to me most of the time. So it's difficult to find likable people in the first place, and it's not as surefire as it was on PlayStation. But it's fun. Like, the amount of stuff we can do, like, I mean, yeah, every day, we hop on Discord, we play some Siege, we play some CSGO. I mean, that's what I've been doing recently. Before that, we would just watch YouTube together, with the screen share thing, and it's good fun. I also got some bots as well. There's this one that plays music. It's
Oh,
called the Groovy Bot.
nice.
And we just play like fucking like every now and then when everyone's like tired and bored and everything. Someone would just pop in a fart noise. Like, it would just hop into this channel, play a fart noise, and leave, and we would all just get a laugh out of it. Like, just a sudden just shit in your ear. It's good fun. It's really cool. I'm looking forward to growing it further.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh. In regards
But,
to, yeah, go on.
No, say what you want to
No, by all means, go ahead.
say. Did you have anything to say? He's gonna say in regards to
No, I was going back to my group chat because I simp over my group chat because I like it.
That's
It's
understandable.
cool.
It's a good group chat.
it's cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
I've been
Well,
invited.
yeah. You
What
fuck's
the
sake.
fuck do you want? Please make your comment.
I don't know, I just wanted to talk about how much I've
I'm
been
the
enjoying
host
first.
here.
Okay,
God, how
buddy.
dare you
This
interrupt my
is
dinner?
where I switch to the dark side in this episode.
This is your dog character.
Yeah.
I just want to talk about how much I've been enjoying CSGO and shit, but yeah, do your thing. Like, simp.
I've been invited to other group chats other than the Hive. There was Stero Mystical, I think her name was. And it was just this 15-year-old chick who wanted to bring back a community dedicated to people singing and everything. I'm like, okay, that's kind of cool. I decided to join. Well, when I join, there's 30 people in the community. And I'm at work at this time. I'm messaging people through the app. And I'm thinking, okay, it's pretty cool, pretty decent setup. These are the rules. Pretty self-explanatory stuff. I get home and I look at the group chat and like eight people have been kicked at once in bulk and I'm thinking, "Oh fuck." Well, that's not good. And then
What
like
happened?
from eight people being in the party, switch to two. I'm thinking, "Okay, it's a bit odd."
That's fair, yeah.
So I join the party, I get my guitar set up and everything. And I'm like, hey, how's it going, guys? And Sero, and then a dude named Trey, was in the party, and they're
Trey.
like, yeah, Trey's awesome, dude. Trey, I have in my community. Yeah, dude, we had a karaoke night with him in there, and he hit it, dude. He does some good like Maroon 5 and Adele stuff. His voice range is like it's pretty fucking high, and it's pretty good.
You got some
Hypothetically
nice
speaking,
arm.
if I
Name's
was
fucking.
hypothetically speaking, if I was gay, he'd be pretty good. He'd be pretty good.
All right. Okay,
You're
whiskey.
not helping in your defense, Whiskey,
Shut
okay?
up.
I'm just gonna throw that out there.
I see. I joined the party, and then one of the first things I hear was, "Singer, you'll be kicked." I'm thinking, "What?
Hey,
What?"
let's go.
I'm like, well, I'm like, okay. And then they're like, "Sing, Tennessee Whiskey." I'm like, well, first off, I'm not like, your own personal radio. I sing the songs that I like to sing, unfortunately for you.
Oh, big
And they're
money.
like, "Fine, you sing." I'm like, "I will." So I played a song, and it was just some bluegrass type song. And halfway through it, I get kicked from the group. I'm thinking, all right, that's cool. I'll go back to my group chat. That's fine.
You got cucked, dude. That sucks.
And then Trey messaged me saying, "Oh, hey, sorry, man. Like, I had no voice in that. She's just been kicking people like this today." I'm like, "That's cool. I don't really care about it." And then she messaged me saying, "Well, she sent me a voice message saying, oh, hey, sorry. Yeah, me and him voted on it, and I said yes that you could stay in the group, and but he said no." And that was it. I'm thinking, well, either one of you's lying, or, like, what the fuck? I find it hard to believe that I'd like a group chat when it's run by a 15-year-old who wants to talk about random bullshit in the party and kick people from the group repeatedly. But that's just me.
Yeah.
And I told her that, and she just didn't respond. And then, I invited Trey because I was pretty good friends with Trey. And he ended up coming into my group chat, and it was hanging out a lot more in our group chat than hers. I'm thinking, I just bagged a good singer from this place. It's pretty cool. It felt pretty good. And then after a while, Stero messaged me back saying, "Hey, you'll be back into the group chat." I'm thinking, no, you keep me far away from that group chat. I'm good. I am good. I got my own. I'd like to think it's a bit better, but I don't wanna do anything
Toot your
about
own horn.
it. Right.
Toot, toot,
I don't think it's better.
motherfucker.
I just think, and this goes for every group chat, including mine, in all seriousness, there's going to be problems with every single group chat. It's inevitable. And it's very hard to make a good one, with no problems. It's impossible to make one with no problems. It's all about how you manage it. How you manage the people, how you set your rules with everyone, and how you act in the community as an owner and as a leader. There's a difference. And unfortunately, I think most of the communities that I've been in, some of them are just childish, or they don't meet up to a lot of people's standards. And sure, I might not meet up to everybody's standards in my community as well, but I try my best to at least be somewhat on the same page with the people that I've kicked from the community. Like certain people in my community currently, they might be immature, they might be stupid, or they might be children. Nevertheless, I give them the chance. And hypothetically, if they were to ever get kicked from the community, I want to be sure that they get invited to a different community and have a different group to fall back on and not just be left out in the open with nobody else to talk to. Because that's what mainly these community parties were for. Was just so random people on PlayStation could, meet up and talk and play with other people around the world that share similar, if not the same, video games or topics. And since those community parties have gone away, it's been very difficult for people to socialize on the PlayStation platform. And, that's where communities like mine come in and try and help those people get a good community going. But
I think communities are quite scary sometimes, to be honest.
I mean, they
They
really
can
are
be.
because, sorry.
No, you're good. You can continue. That's all I had to say.
I was like, on it, because before I joined Whiskey, like, I had joined other communities' parties before. I can only count on one hand the actual pleasant parties that I was in, because, like, they would all start off okay, you know, there would be two or three people, you know, we'd all be chatting or whatnot. And then these people would just come in and ear rape and say this most outlandish shit I've ever heard in my life. And, like, that, because I almost didn't want to accept your invitation, Whiskey. I almost didn't, just because of that simple fact. But, I mean, since then, I've gotten more into multiplayer games like Division 2 we started playing, and then bigger we're playing right now, Rocket League, you know, and it's been a very enjoyable experience.
Before my group chat, like, what did you do? Like, what was your daily routine on the PlayStation?
I kept to myself pretty much because I play some games that a lot of people don't play because, like, I play Attack on Titan, Attack on Titan 2. I play anime theme games for the most part, and those are very niche, and it's hard to find people that, you know, are on at the same time as you and that actually have that game. But
I think, sorry, but just to go back onto the previous topic, the reason it's scary for me is not necessarily the parties. It's for me more the leadership. I've seen a lot of communities, especially a certain person, you know, like they get a really good they get a really good like amount of people into their community and it's doing really well and they just let it go. Like they let it get to their head that they're these super fucking human beings that like, you know, are somehow better than everyone and they really turn into absolute fucking degenerates. Like as soon as someone talks shit about them, they will literally fucking like dox them and they will talk shit about them online and go to different social media sites and just be total fucking parasites. Just because they've become so infatuated with themselves that they can't take it when someone doesn't like them. And, you know, they start surrounding themselves with people that worship them and, you know, just to feed their egos even more. And it's genuinely fucking scary and I've seen it happen many times. So that's why it's sort of scary to me. Because a lot of people let it get to their heads. And it's weird because you wouldn't think it matters really. Like at the end of the day, it's just an online community. But for some people, it really like it becomes their sole fucking defining part of their lives. Like it's, I don't know, sometimes it gets scary.
And dude, that goes for almost every single community. That goes for me as well. And I'll admit, the people that I've kicked from my group probably are good people at heart. Unfortunately, they're also the people that either didn't abide by the rules, or at the beginning of this group, I felt that they didn't fit in the group because if somebody told bad jokes and at the beginning of this group chat. I kicked him from the group because it was just an awkward situation in general. Now, granted, I don't do that anymore. I got to live with the fact that I've kicked those people out of the group for a shitty reason, because I believe that they didn't fit in the group. Although they may have met good people in my community, you know, that was unfortunately the outcome. Because even though I kick people for in my eyes might be a good reason, in other people's eyes, it might be for a bad reason, and I get a lot of flack for that. And it's not about, you know, how you handle the situations. At the end of the day, it's after when you get those messages and people talk about you a shit ton and all this hate and everything. It's all about how you perceive it and how you take it. If you can actually just take it like a champ and not give two fucks about it, there you go. You've made at least some progress in the long run.
As long as you just realize that most of it's just shits and giggles at the end of the day, like you can get meaningful friendships out of it. Like I'm sure you guys have meaningful friendships now. I know, you know, like I've gotten many meaningful friendships out of it too. Hell, I consider Whisker to be an actual friend of mine. You know, I just met you guys, so obviously, you know, still acquaintances. But with Whiskey, like I've known him for a while, I consider him to be a friend. But
I see
as
all you
long as
guys as
people just
acquaintances.
as like employees.
But as long as you,
I'm
as
joking.
long, as long as you just know that, you know, at the end of the day, it is online, and it is just, you know, it's just shits and giggles at the end of the day. It's
Right.
fine. Like it won't get to your head. But yeah, I've seen examples that are quite fucking terrifying of
Yeah.
people that just become these decrepit. Like, I mean, it's honestly like, it's people that don't have lives to begin with. Like, they don't have much going for them. All they have is this fucking community they have on PlayStation or Discord or whatever the fuck, and that's it. Like, that's their crowned achievement, and that is why they become so obsessed with what people think of them online. Like, everyone around them should love them, and they will shit on anyone that doesn't. It's, yeah,
Yeah.
it's quite sad.
Hey, killer.
Yeah.
So for the audience, if you don't mind me bringing this up, about you, you're native, right?
Yep.
Do you mind me asking, on the podcast, like what, like I wouldn't say where you at, but like what type of, I don't know.
What goes on in your daily
Well,
life,
no,
like?
like what tribe or thing are you from, I should say.
The San Carlos Apache tribe.
Okay.
It's like in the name, Apache is the Apaches were the last tribe to, I guess, surrender to the government. So that's one.
Yeah, that's
Okay.
cool.
Oh
Solid.
yeah.
I mean, there's two Apache tribes. One of them's White Mountain and San Carlos. I'm from San Carlos.
Gotcha. Okay.
Oh, okay. I forgot, like, sorry, Whiskey, did you have another question about the native thing? Because
Do you want to tell the story of that guy in the mountains? Or how that went?
say again?
Do you want to tell the story of that guy in the mountains? Or do you
Which
want
one?
to
Oh, the one that
Yeah.
the guy that, all right, yeah, I'm on. I don't mind, cause like honestly, I saw it was kind of fun because like lately after this whole COVID thing, where the tribe itself has to go on lockdown, like cities and whatnot can do the thing, like counties, but then a tribe we try to keep recognition and try to have lockdown, cause like every checkpoint that comes inside the tribe are normally like secured, so we can keep track who goes out, who goes in,
Right.
because I wonder if somebody called me.
Sorry.
I'll ignore it for now. But now, yeah,
I
because
thought he
somebody
lagged
called
out
me.
for a minute. I'm like.
I heard my name. I heard my name.
Everything just stopped. I heard him pick up a glass, like a bottle, take a swig, drop it down, and go, "I wonder if someone called me." All of a sudden.
Was me. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I'm no. I'm because he cut out for a minute. I'm like, ah, time for another shot.
Oh, I see. I thought it might have been native.
No, I'm drinking Old Smoky Gatlinburg, Tennessee caramel whiskey again. I fucking love that
Boring.
stuff. Shut the fuck up, okay?
Boring.
I will fuck you up.
You will fuck me? I just gotta
I
get
will.
bro.
Dude, whiskey,
Stop.
none of this is helping your situation.
Shut up. This is my life now. This is what I gotta deal
There's
with.
gonna there's gonna be a pride flag background in this Spotify
Jesus Christ. I'm gonna make a t-shirt out of this. Whiskey's gay pride.
Just Comic
No,
Sans
I'm
sticks on
not
the front,
endorsing that
whiskey
one.
gay.
Raise your fists for gay people. Similar to the Hitler thing. So.
You know, it's the gay pride
Hail
salute,
gay
just the fist
whiskey.
in the air.
God, we
Gay
have different
whiskey.
versions now.
Oh, one of you fuckers is gonna take that too far, and I'm gonna have to make it into a shirt.
Hey. Don't worry about it, dude. My only fear is myself. And God.
And God. All right.
Okay, I'm not
Killer, are you still
kidding.
around?
Nope. Don't think so,
Ah,
Tim.
shit. I had a question I wanted to ask, and this is the first like Native American I've spoken to, so
Dude, I thought they were
so.
fucking extinct. Did we
I'm
just roll
back.
again?
My
Wait,
bad.
what?
What is that? Oh,
I think
is
it's
that you hanging
PlayStation
up your
Third
phone?
Strike.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's been going on. So anytime that you get a call, I can hear boop, boop, boop. It's like.
Dude.
All right, hey,
Yeah, but yeah, I'm back though.
are you able to
Yeah.
do that? Do that again, just for like, sound effect reasons. Can you press a button on your phone number keypad?
I don't think it is coming from me because I just unmuted myself. That's it.
Can you mute yourself? Unmute
No,
yourself.
it didn't make the sound.
Yeah,
Do it
I just
again.
unmute myself.
Okay. Mute yourself and unmute.
Nope. No sound. That's
What the
not what it
fuck is
is.
that?
I don't know.
I swear,
I
okay,
think it
like, I
might have
swear
been
to God,
that
if
too.
I don't hear this, like, when I go back and edit stuff, I'm gonna be like, dude, I'm not hearing things.
What if it was
Brother
coming from
sitting
your
right
room?
next to me.
But anyway, back to the situation, Killy. The
Yeah,
whole
the
the
guy in the
story. You
mountain.
off. Oh yeah. The I left off is why I found that exciting because of the whole lockdown and COVID thing for the tribe. So we didn't really get to do much except on certain days or certain week they'll let us like, hey, you want to go into your mountain? Go for it. Then we'll do it. But like at that time, I guess that one was qualified because someone got stuck up there because it was within the 3 day period where we can go to the mountain. Also, hunting season was open, so they like, all right, it's free to pass. One of my stepmom's son went up behind the I guess a couple of mountain. That's where our dam is built, where our lake or used to be lake is, and the area is called Sector C or Sector D, and that stuff. Not many people go up there, but if you do, hey, bring a truck because like the road is harsh. It's barely been used.
Right.
So I guess at night they got stuck, and they managed to get a call out, and I guess. We were the first person to pop up. It's like, hey, can you help us out get unstuck? So I'm like, oh hell yeah, I'll go with you. Because my dad asked me, he's like, you want to go in the morning? We're gonna help them get unstuck. We probably might be there for a whole day. And like, hell yeah. So we leave for the morning. I joined the party on my phone, and Whiskey throughout the whole call is asking me, he's like, are you guys going there? He's like, what are you guys doing? He's like, oh, we're just taking our time, just waiting on everyone else. Like this poor bastard's in the mountain is like waiting on us. But when we
Man.
got there, this person was just camped out in the back of the truck. But what we saw was like, oh, okay. It's either if he tries to go in. So I don't know how to describe it the most. If I could send a picture or show a picture, if any way here you can, it's best. But like, if you can describe it the best you can, Wizzy, because I'm not really a describer. Could you? Because you know what picture I sent, right?
Yes, I mean, I'd have to go back into the first group chat to find those old pictures, but
It's just like
evidently,
us.
the truck was caught between like two rocks or something of the sorts. So if he like backed up, it would tip over, or if he went forward, he'd lose his footing and then tip over. So they ended up getting like you had a Hummer and then what was it, a Ram or a Silverado?
It was a Ram.
Okay, yeah. So they had a Hummer and they had a Ram. And so they had the Hummer in the back and then. They ended up getting the Ram up the hill, above where the initial truck was stuck, and they got a winch, wrapped the winch around a big ass rock that was up the hill, and hoisted him up. And I'm looking at and these guys are just chilling, like you know, everyone's just chilling. They had to wait another day for people to actually come and get them because they knew that they were pretty, you know, well off on their own out there. Like, oh yeah, he'll be fine overnight. That's cool. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, and that's normal for them. That's what I'm curious about. That's
It's normal for us because like when we arrived there in the morning, we were at the checkpoint. It's called what's it called? I think I get it mixed up with Black Trout Trail and Two River Cross. We have like there's two names, I don't know. But in that area, we end up just sitting there waiting, and what do you know, in the background of the party, you just had yelling in the background, like what a native do, and whiskey, and everyone says, someone's screaming in the background? It's like, oh no, my dad's just standing at the cliff of a hill, and like, I sent a picture, there's like a lot of wild horses, there's some cattle around over
Yeah.
here, then what do you know, cavalry shows up, and we slowly take a turn, and we, this, I felt bad for the truck, but I myself, I was like, well, might as well enjoy it because it was like one of those times because like barely any, if I was to tell this story to anyone any like the elders we have and they're like what do you mean you guys were behind sector C or D? It's like what do you guys where were you guys doing back there? It's like oh someone got stuck. They would laugh their ass. I was like I bet because like that road is kind of known. That's why no one doesn't go back there. But
Right.
if you want to go back there for game, yeah. Oh
Good
yeah.
luck.
I forgot to tell you, but when I hanged up on one of the call, we took another just like parking spot. We heard three does climb up the steep hill right beside us, and they got real close to us, and they looked to us, and we said like, don't try to pet them or anything. We just watched them. They got real close because they're curious, and they just ran off. Like, oh hey,
Yeah.
That's
I
cool.
saw
That's so fucking cool,
all
man.
first. I was
Yeah.
telling my dad, but yeah, animals do get close. We're not gonna average white man and go like, oh, try to pet it, try it. No, we just we.
Why don't
Cavalry
you pet
trained,
him?
man. But more or less the does on themselves they need because like I guess the area where they were near the river, so they wanted to drink water. And from them climbing up a steep hill, they want to keep going. So they're doing their own thing. So we might as well just leave them because they're doing
Right.
their own thing.
You
It's
and I think
productive.
another
Yeah.
reason, like if I might be wrong on this, but just so you know, the wildlife don't get too attached to humans, 'cause, so when you go out and you know hunting for them, they don't you know see you and be like, oh, friend.
Yeah.
I want a
Yeah,
challenge,
that
you
too,
know.
but
Like,
yeah,
but a
but like
question.
when we
Wait, sorry.
arrived where the truck was like stuck on this steep ass hill, and the worst part was it wasn't in the middle of the hill, it was between a kind of a ravine-ish, and the road was built on the side of the hill. So this truck is getting ready to roll off the hill and falling down into the old wash. The only thing was holding it was the two front tires. Not even the back tires were already just one was already sticking up. The other one was already falling off. And we spent like all whole day, the whole day, digging, moving around. Cause like this road, this hill, was it's mainly like the source of copper. So when you find copper in a hill, it's never the easiest. You have rough rocks. You have like what do you know, a lot of gravel. You have a lot of clay. You have red dirt. That stuff isn't easy to go. Like I want to build a road on here. No, it's not easy because like erosion. A lot of the ground is never strong. Some spot it is, but most of the time. But the only thing that was bad of all spots he got stuck on, he had to get stuck on clay, on top of clay. That shit
Nice.
felt. That was tiring because like we were digging, and when we noticed like, oh, this is easy, then we a layer we finally noticed this is all clay, and it made it even worse. But we're like, all right. We have two plans. One, there's a giant ass rock up ahead. We can slowly crank the because we had rope and chain, and we had a little tool that we're it's like a clamp. But instead, it wasn't clamping anything, it just pulls. So we said we can have the truck move forward and have that pull the chain and lift it up. That didn't work. The other one was we can dig it out and make a new road, and that slowly ended up swapping over. We're like, wait, these front tire, one has traction, the other one doesn't. And we noticed why. There was a big ass boulder.
Ooh.
So, us being the way how we are, we're like, hell of it, we'll just dig it. We end up undigging it, and we're like, we're almost there, but we need to push. This boulder's kind of heavy. We end up moving, prying it open enough to put a jack in it. So we end up using the jack to push the boulder out, and then the vehicle had traction. We build it up a little bit by putting a plank or a couple of trees rocks and whatnot, and the vehicle finally got out. But it took us all day just to get a truck out, where the person stayed overnight. And the
Jesus.
person, like, right, it was like around afternoon. The guy's like, "You know what? Let's call it a day, guys." Well, hell of it. Then we didn't know. Someone said, "No, let's keep going. Let's keep going." But that was fun to me because, like, something like that really doesn't occur. The last time that happened similar was when we went home. I guess someone lost their truck when they're drunk, and they drove it into a wash, and ended up walking home, and they woke up and was like, "Hey, anyone see my truck?" Had to go find it for
My
the bastard.
God.
Nice.
Yeah, but like, no, that's a usually occurrence here. If something happens, oh, you solve it by yourself, or you solve it with some of your family. Nothing major. So I'm like, "Oh, I need help. Can you? We need to do this." No, we just fucking pick up some shovels, some stakes, and whatnot, and let's get going.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I
with
mean, I kind of butchered the story.
No, you're good.
Yeah, it's good. I think it was good. But with like, I really don't know anything about native culture. Like, I'm fucking African. Like, I don't know. But I know you guys have got quite a bit of mythical creatures and shit, and mythical creatures are kind of fucking cool to me. Like, I know you guys have got skinwalkers. Skinwalkers are like the everyone knows about them. Have you guys got any like other cool mythical stuff that
Yeah.
like what?
Yeah, that's your cue. Were
I
you supposed to
mean,
tell us?
oh, you want to know what creature that we have? Because like oh, this is like a disclaimer. The notorious one is the skin. What's it not? Wendigo. That one's like for Navajo, for their terms,
Oh,
and up everyone
yeah,
up north.
Wendigo, yeah.
Skinwalkers are for like Navajos and another tribe. That isn't ours. Ours is the name Chuk. Chuk is like is the origin of unknown man who ca is it's like a creature. It's like a giant owl, but more man and twisted, evil form of it. Chuk normally preys on weak, preys on the sick-minded, or preys on someone who lingers too off from their own self. That's what the Chuk is. Chuk was
Oh, okay.
normally told us to never go out at night in the forest, because the first story was where never go out at night, or the owl will knock. We gave the nickname Chuk, the owl, because basically the Chuk is basically a larger, more scary form of an owl, but more humanish. It has a human figure, but kind of different. So that's our creature, Chuk. We also have two more other ones, but I don't really know that one mean much. The main one is just Chuk itself. That one's just a creature of a flight that's known for taking people, them being drunk or tired, or really not aware of themselves. So that was a story of to tell one another never to wander off on your own, or never be stubborn to have a help or aid.
All right, I see. I'd
Yeah,
have to like
that's our
watch a
creature.
couple of videos on that. I see. Yeah, I mean it makes sense that the Wendigo, because I didn't know the Wendigo was more of a. I know what the Wendigo is, but I didn't know it was more of like a northern thing. So you're talking about like the northern tribes, like more Canada side, like that far north, or.
Yeah.
Oh,
The
okay, that makes
Wendigo's
sense.
name. The easiest way how to determine the Wendigo. Wendigo is just a man with a man, a certain may it be native or whatnot in origin, a man who has the thirst for blood or flesh, kind of like a cannibalism, but someone who strayed away from their own humanity. It's something that many people can like, "Oh no, he got it wrong. That's not right." No, it's just an origin of a man losing his own form, turning to evil spirit, possessed by a thing, a want, or something. Our term was just more cannibalism because of well, some tribes did starve.
Yeah, that's why it makes sense to me, because in Canada, obviously, you know, it's cold as fuck, and especially if you go way far north, like, there's not a lot for you to eat there. So, you know, cannibalism would be a way more common occurrence than down south, you know, in the United States, where there's forests and stuff and the Great Plains and so on. So it makes sense that there's a mythical creature that has a lot to do with cannibalism, because I'm assuming it would be way more common there than it is with the other tribes.
Yeah,
Fucking
but
fascinating.
no, that's the one that's normally overturned, where people say, he's like, "Hey, you're native. What can you tell me about a Wendigo?" I'm like, You do know I live in a desert, right?
Yeah.
Ours aren't based on the truth. Dan, how do you pronounce it? The window, the window, the. It sounds like the window, not Wendigo, but it sounds like the wind. Fucking.
Okay.
Do we lose him?
Yeah, I think he muted his mic, yeah.
Oh.
It's
What
like our
mythical
form of.
creature.
Oh, there he
Oh,
is.
there we go.
Connection!
Hey.
Hey. Connection
Yeah,
issue.
but anyway, I think we're getting pretty close to wrapping it up here. You guys content with that, or did you want to keep going?
No, that's fine.
I don't know,
Oh, yeah, he lagged
whatever.
out. All right, I guess that's our calling.
You sh I sure love this internet that our tribe has. We
There you
have
are.
an outdated tower and a monopoly bass company that's called Skatui that charges us at a high rate of price. That's the
Nice.
reservation.
That's the lesson
Nice.
we're gonna end with. Don't trust the monopoly people. Strafe the
No, like,
communism.
basically, it is. Everyone here on the damn tribe makes it a joke. Like, you know what? This reservation is basically communist itself.
Anyway.
But like anything else? 'Cause like it feels like I'm straying away from any of the other questions.
No, yeah, I think we're good. But
Let's keep it on
anyway,
sustain now.
thank you so much for listening, and as always, we'll see you in the next one. Bye.
Have a good night,
Cheers.
guys.
That was weird.